Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm here with my son, Mark Phillips, and we're starting a Bible study in the first chapter of Philippians this afternoon. And I've asked Mark to read the first 15 verses of the chapter, and I've asked him to read real loudly so that everyone will be able to hear him. And so, without further ado, I'll turn it over to Mark.
Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, all the saints of Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, which are bishops and deacons, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in the prayer of mine for you, all making requests for joy, your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this everything that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as is meet for me to thank this of you all, because I have you in my heart as much as both my bonds, in defense of confirmation of gospel, you are all partakers of my grace. God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the vow of Jesus Christ. So I pray that your love may abound, get more and more involved in all judgment, that may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, the glory and praise of God. That I would you should understand, brethren, the things which happened to me have fallen out rather than the furtherance of the gospel. So my bonds in Christ manifest in all the powers, all the places. May the brethren, the Lord, wax confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ, even with envy and strife, and some also will. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Yes. You might want to leave that open, so if you need to refer to it there. First chapter, Philippians. Okay, so we begin with Paul and Timotheus being described as the servants of Jesus Christ. And he says that he is addressing all the saints that are in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, as well as the bishops and the deacons. So it's always good to know who he is addressing. Now, notice in oftentimes Paul will say who he's writing to. And I've often said that, and throughout his epistles, Paul will say, by the will of God, or through the will of God, or of the will of God. Okay? For example, if you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you don't have to go there, but it says, now he's obviously addressing the church at Corinth. He says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. But he also says to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. So he makes it a little broader than he in the beginning greetings to the Philippians. But he does say, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 3, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And, of course, if we look back in the first chapter of Romans, in verses 8 and 9, he says, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I have served with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. So it's very similar here when he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine fervent, all making request for joy. Now, when we go down to the fourth verse, Mark, why don't you read the fifth verse for us again?
Your fellowship of the gospel from the first day until now.
So again, he's talking about the fellowship of the brethren. He's not only talking about those at Philippi, but he's talking about those at Corinth, and he's talking about the church at Rome. And we can go and look in Romans, the 12th chapter. You don't have to go there, but Romans, the 12th chapter, we read in verse 13, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Okay, so there was more than just getting together and talking with each other. It was actually coming together and actually showing hospitality one to another and distributing to the necessity of the saints. Mark, could you read verses 6 for us now?
Being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you is according to the day of Jesus Christ.
Okay, we've often talked about the subject of the origin of our faith. Here's another really good passage to show who starts our faith and who begins our faith. He says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, if we go back, I'm going to read now a passage in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And you don't have to go there, but he says in the second verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, meaning that the work is finished, it's completed. And then I've often used this throughout the last number of years. One of my favorite passages is in Jude. And we read in Jude 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of the glory of it, presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Mark, can you read verse 7 for us?
Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, to have you with my heart, and as much as both my bonds and the defense and confirmation of the gospel. We all are
partakers
of my grace.
Okay, notice here he says that you all are partakers of my grace. What grace is he speaking of? He's speaking of the same grace that he's a partaker of. Okay? We can see what grace he's speaking of here. If we go back to Ephesians 1, and I'll read it. You just stay in Philippians so you can read in there. If we go back to Ephesians, the second chapter, and I'll read this, and it'll show us what grace he's talking about here. He says, Ephesians, hold on a second. Ephesians chapter 2. He says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That's the grace he's talking about here. He goes on and says, for by grace ye are saved, through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So that's the grace he's speaking of there when he talks about you are all partakers of my grace. Mark, can you read verse 8 for us?
Guys, my record has long after.
So Paul is showing here his love for the brethren and how that he was he had really been missing them. Okay? And he describes that in several different places in different churches about how he's missed them. I can give you one example back in the church at Rome. He says in verse 9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. And so I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that you may be established, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Okay, so Mark, can you read verse 9 for us?
For this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more.
You're going to have to read louder.
For this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and judgment.
Okay, so he's praying that their love may abound more and more in all judgment. We can look back in the small little book of Philemon, and he says in verse 6, Philemon, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. So he's making a distinction, the fact that all the saints are called. Mark, can you read verse 10?
If it prove things that are excellent, they will be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. Read it again. That you may approve things that are excellent, they will be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ.
Okay, so he's talking about that we can live without offense to the day of Christ. He describes that again in Romans 2. And we go and find that in the 18th verse. He says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. According to my gospel. What gospel is he speaking of? He's speaking of the gospel of grace. Mark, can you read verse 11?
Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, the glory and praise of God.
Okay, he talks about being filled with the fruits of righteousness. And he doesn't say the fruits of righteousness are by the works of man. He said the fruits of righteousness are by Jesus Christ. That's where they come from. Okay? And we can look now at a passage in the Gospel of John and the 15th chapter of that Gospel. John 15. And I'm going to be reading beginning with verse 4. Abide in me, and this is Jesus Christ speaking. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is saying here in Philippians 1:11. He says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ. Okay? Mark, can you read verses 12 for us?
Why would you should understand, brother, the things which happened to me? I call out, brother, the furthest for us the gospel.
We often talk about the scripture, Romans 8:28, which says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's what Paul is speaking up here. A lot of things happened in Paul's life prior to his conversion and after his conversion. And what he's saying here is that these happened unto me for the furtherance of the gospel. That was the reason that they happened to him. Go ahead and read verse 13, Mark.
My bonds in Christ are manifest in all powers. In all
the
places.
Right, and so he's talking here about the fact that he is a prisoner. He's in bonds. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people were asking him, why is it that you have to be in prison so much? Why do you have to go to prison? Why do you have to put up with all of this stuff? Well, in Philippians 4, verse 22, he says, in verse 19, he says, he spends quite a bit of this chapter talking about, what he's accomplishing by the grace of God. In verse 14, notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. He liked the fact that they were taking into consideration that he was going through affliction. And he says, verse 19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay. Mark, can you go ahead and read verse 14?
Then the brethren of the Lord wax in confidence by bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
They know that Paul has been in prison. They know that he has been beaten. They know that he has been led over a wall in a basket. They know all the persecutions he's gone through, and he says because they know that, many of the brethren are waxing confident by the fact that he's in bonds. And then the last verse for today in this study, and then we'll stop for today, but next week we're going to pick up and continue this from 16 to 30. But Mark, why don't we read the 15th verse?
Some indeed preach Christ in the Indian strife, and some also do well.
Okay, he says some people preach Christ of contention. They're not sincere. You ever run into someone like that they just seem like they want to cause contention and strife? They're really not sincere. And the reason that they're doing it, he says, is to add to his afflictions so that he'd have to suffer more. Okay? But he says some of them are preaching out of goodwill. Now we read, if we go back to Philippians 2 here, we'll see in Philippians the second chapter, which we'll be going into in the future, he says in verse 3 here, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. So, thank you, Mark, for helping me out today in reading. And we'll look forward to being here next Tuesday. And we'll continue through the first chapter of Philippians, verses 16 through 30. God bless.